Where do a person start?
From the beginning.
Let me just start my timer. We're on the clock. Yeah, Father, I just want to bring this word to you, and I just want to ask you that through this word, you will speak to all of us, that you will bring rest in our hearts. You will show us what rest really means in you, Jesus. How we can really experience your rest in times of turmoil and what the world always dish out to us. So thank you, Father, that through this word, you will reveal Jesus to us. Amen. I listened to what Dylan shared, and I was like, can't you just continue? Because what Dylan shared and what Nicole actually, the song that she actually brought, we all face unrest at times. That restlessness in our spirits during the week. I mean, when I heard I had to actually speak about Jesus is our rest and our Sabbath, from the word go, it went chaotic in my work. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Not now. God, seriously, not now. I don't want to be tested by this right now. The work was okay. Suddenly when I was asked, can you bring this? It went from good to ugly immediately. Not in my own house. In my own house, I'm telling you, we crack jokes and we have fun. But in the work, it was like, it was just this unrestlessness. There was no peace. And God really, the Holy Spirit really talked to me through the sermons of finding rest in Jesus. And Jesus is our rest. He is our peace. He is our Sabbath. And sometimes we don't believe it. Sometimes we don't get into it. But it's there. So, just 1 Samuel 16. I'm going to speak about King Saul quick and David. So 1 Samuel 16, 23. I'm just going to read this. And whenever the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Thus, I think my wife asked me, did God really put that spirit on Saul? I said, yes, there was a reason for it. But my whole thing is, Saul needed rest, peace, and he didn't know how to get it. And funny enough, he asked his people, his servants, to get someone for him to come and give him peace. And it was David, the shepherd boy, that was called into the king's court and to actually play the lyre for King Saul. And whenever David played, the spirit departed, left. And I was like, is it just the music? No, it wasn't. Because it was actually God's spirit. Because David was a king of peace. Doesn't look like it, but it was a king of peace. And that for me spoke a lot, because when I got saved, it was a hectic thing. But for me was, when I got saved, I used to stay with my uncle in the one room. All right, we shared a room. Family share room. We used to share room. Family share room. And my uncle was a drunk guy. He was an alcoholic. So at times, he used to come home 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I have to unlock. Open up for him, unlock, and then close after him. And he will mumble and he will fall. Then I need to pick him up, put him in bed. But when these things used to happen, when he used to come in drunk, I was saved that time. When he used to come in drunk, suddenly I felt this, and I was this demakaya in my stomach. I was like, what is this thing coming with you? I was like, oh Lord, help me. I was just like, woo, if I can kick someone right now out by this house, I will do it, but you're my uncle. Like that thing. But I will put him to rest. I will put him to bed. But then he will mumble things. And suddenly the room will go ice cold. And I'm not kidding you. Ice cold and dark. And I was like, what the f-? I could feel this like, woo, there's like horror movie stories now for me. Because I was still young. I was still a young believer. And I just got to, you know, God just graciously baptized me with tongues that time. And I was just like, oh, what is this? I tried to pray in English, but it's like Afrikaans, and it's like, it don't work. I just feel this. And start slowly afterwards, my spirit is like, okay, speak in tongues a little bit and see what happens. So I started speaking in tongues. And funny enough, maybe a half an hour after half an hour, into an hour. I'm not kidding you. It was like real stuff. The room will light up. Literally light up. And I could feel something just lifted. And like, just that Jesus just almost like step into that room. And then I will just hear my uncle snoring. And I'm like, yes, praise the Lord. And I actually, you know, that actually really taught me how to almost like learn what was God's rest, what was God's Sabbath. And we're going to go, the main scripture is Hebrews 4, 1 to 13. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Trust me, it's very long. So, sorry, I just need to. So, one of the. Sorry, can you go to 13? I'm skipping because I'm just. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So, for me, it's like that scripture, when it comes to give account and being exposed and all this stuff, when I read that of Hebrews, if you read from Hebrews 3 to the end of that scripture, it speaks about Moses and the Israelites. I'm just going to give a brief description over. It speaks about Moses and the Israelites and how the Israelites never entered the rest of God. And God actually said to them, you will never enter my rest. You will never enter my Sabbath. And funny enough with Leviticus and Exodus, God speaks about how they need to enter the rest. What sacrifices they need to do, make, to enter the rest. But yet, end of the day, God said, you will never enter my rest. You will never enter my full rest. You will always miss it because you do not really understand what it really means that you must enter my Sabbath rest. And today we still find that people want to do. You need to do Jesus. You need to do Jesus. You need to do Christianity. You need to do this. You need to do that. Nothing wrong with doing. But have you entered the rest of Jesus first before doing? Because the Israelites never entered the rest. Because they first was doing before they really entered God. And remember, they asked Moses to go up to the mountain because they were scared to actually approach God. And where God actually wanted them to actually come into his presence, but they sent Moses to enter the presence of God for them. And that's not what God wanted. God wanted them to come into his presence that they could enter the rest for themselves, that they could actually feel the presence for themselves. And the Exodus speaks about this, the Sabbath day is, if we look at Genesis, where God, where we first see about what God said, my work is done and now I'm resting. But God rested because the work was done. He was done. He was done. He created his creation. And he looked at it and he said, it is good. It is done. And for us, as men, as human beings, we first want to we first want to see and not enter. And that's the unbelief that the Israelites had. They first wanted to see before they believe. And God said, no, believe. You are being disobedient and your unbelief won't allow you to enter my rest. Won't allow you to enter my true Sabbath. So I had three titles. I mean, restlessness in spirit. Lord of the rest and Sabbath, and then enter into his rest, and I went back and forth now. But I want to emphasize Jesus, that he is our Lord of rest and Sabbath. Because for that, in Matthew 12 verse 8, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. He went on from there and entered the synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him? He said to them, which of you who has a sheep, it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and left it, but of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on a Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And the man stretched out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how to destroy him. They wanted to kill Jesus just for healing a man on the Sabbath. This is how religious they were. They didn't see the Son of Man before their eyes. They didn't recognize the Son of Man that is in the Old Testament and the prophets, they didn't recognize Jesus before them as the Son of Man, the Son of God. All they could see, you are doing wrong on the Sabbath. Don't work on a Sunday because it's holy. Don't work on a Sunday because it's holy. I don't know if you remember, during apartheid, it was a law for business to be shut down on a Sunday. That is religious. It killed people. I'm not saying like business must always be closed, but it was forced upon people. Where Christ never forced the Sabbath on anyone. He invites us into his Sabbath, into his rest. God never forced Sabbath or rest onto the Israelites. He said, enter, enter. And for, just think about it. We have a couple of Sundays here where people got healed. Just think about it. Imagine our elders just said, no, this is wrong. People can't get healed. Whoo! How many fires do they need to put out after that? Just to give you an idea. No, you can't pray for healing right now. Because it's Sunday. We can pray for healing tomorrow, Monday, or Saturday. Not now in the service. Sounds crazy. But that's exactly what the teachers was doing in the time of Jesus. Shutting down people not to get healed on the Sabbath. And Jesus turned it around and said, wait, 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 wait. Mark 2:27 and 28. And Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man and not for the Sabbath. Did you get that? The Sabbath was made for men and not man for the Sabbath. We were not created to obey the Sabbath. We were created to obey Jesus, to obey God the Sabbath. Because that's what it's all about. Obeying the words of Jesus and doing the works of Jesus. Because even Jesus said, I see the works of my Father and I do the same. Paraphrase Marco. So when we work, are we working out of a place of rest in Jesus? Or are we working out of a place of restlessness? And when I say restlessness, I mean out of yourself, out of your own creation. No one tell me how I must do things. Okay, it's fine. We won't. But God will. Because then you're going to feel the unrest within your spirit at all times. Whether if it's working, business. Because just remember, Hebrews 3:7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, If you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. So do we give time to the Holy Spirit? Because definitely, Israelites didn't do that. And they rebelled. They moaned. They were disobedient, unbelief, and they had an unhealthy fear towards God. And that's what restlessness do within us. It brings that rebellion, the moaning and groaning. We were all kids, come on. We were all kids, be honest. We were all kids, all right? And we, those who have kids know how kids moan.
I want this. That kid have that chocolate. I want. I also want.
Why must he play with a car I can't have playing with that car? No, it's not your car. It's his car. That's why you can't play with a car. Because it's not your car. Why can't I have that business? Why does that business need to make more money than my business? We have the same business. Why, Lord? You're moaning. Ouch. Ouch. I'm speaking about our experience. Me and my wife had a small business. It felt flat. Afterwards, I realized, I was moaning. I was like, yippee-ki-yay. God taught me a lesson. Hey, stop moaning. You look to that guy and you're like, he's making it. Maybe you need to go and ask him, what is he doing early in the morning first thing? Then I discovered, oh, flip. He prayed. By the way he prayed, he didn't moan. I prayed, but I was moaning to God. Why is it not growing? Why can't I make extra? Why this? Why that? No, he was moaning, praising God, thanking God. Thank you for saying, God, thank you for my business. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. You thank God for the smallest little thing in the business. And I was like, what? No ways. He found rest. I was restless. And that's where it comes in. I'm coming closely. So, Leviticus 23:3 says, the Lord is all, the Lord in all your dwelling place. So, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath or solemn rest, a holy convocation, sorry. You shall do no work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwelling place. The dwelling place for us is in Jesus. And there is no beating around the bush by. Because Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, Jesus says. For I am gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I will repeat it. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who will give us rest? Jesus. Who will give us the Sabbath, true Sabbath? Jesus. This world offers so much, but don't give us the true rest that we actually need in this world today. And the only rest we find is in Jesus, in Christ Jesus alone. If you haven't experienced that rest, today you can actually experience that rest. And I'm speaking with people that even have been Christians for a long time. If you haven't entered that rest, you can still experience the true rest, the rest of Jesus Christ. Because be honest, we sometimes meet Christians, but no rest. Thank you, Dave, for that repentance. Yes. Even Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts, guard our minds in Christ Jesus. Guard our hearts and guard our minds. Because sometimes we do forget about our minds. We lose our minds sometimes. Don't misunderstand. I have two teenagers, boys. The one is already out of school, adult. The other one is also out of school. He's on college. But sometimes they can tick you off. And I'm like, I'm not going to lose my mind with you right now. I'm rather stepping back. Because I want to enter that rest of God. Because be honest, if you're going to step over that, what's going to happen? Not just losing your mind. Immediately you're going to come into that unbelief, disobedience, that unsettledness. And then you need to go and be in your private space again and like, oh Lord, please forgive me. I'm not going to. But there's been words of knowledge, am I right, that have been shared. I know I haven't shared, gone in detail much about the Lord of Sabbath and rest. If anyone wants this stuff, I have it on WhatsApp dial. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I get sometimes. In my own family, I have my own dictionary. Yeah, no, I'm used to it. So the scriptures that was shared last about resting God. If you haven't really had a encounter with Jesus, a realization of Jesus Christ, a woo-ha moment with Jesus, with God. for me was when I came to Christ, it was like, it was from muck to, yes, Lord, how? Me? Serious? I wouldn't have thought about it. I'm speaking about that realization, that moment. Oh, flip. Did you put? Yeah, time is up. It's good. So if you haven't made Jesus your Lord and King, your Savior, the Prince of Peace for yourself, if you haven't what we call given your life to Christ, I want to invite you into that life. If you haven't, you can come to Jules after the service. Okay. But the second thing, I want to make a call to those who have been Christians for long. Really. If you really still have this turmoil that is going on here within your spirit, if you really haven't experienced the rest of Jesus Christ, I want you to come to the front. I want you to believe that Christ will be your rest and your Sabbath from this day onwards. Because he's not being called Prince of Peace for nothing. God didn't say, I'm the God of peace for nothing. Even for the last 2 weeks in my work, I was like, thank you, Jesus, that I can step back and I can find peace within you. And I don't need to be moved by actually what is happening within my work. Because you can honestly ask my wife, if it was 5 years ago, I would have flipped the tables over. But I was a Christian. And that's what I'm speaking about. We as Christians sometimes flip the tables and we don't know why. And I'm here to tell you today, it's because that rest of Jesus Christ need to be settled within